Well, hey, welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. This is a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings with the aim of fixing our attention and our hearts upon the Lord. And this is actually the last Sunday Primer podcast of the year. And I think it's only fitting to land on one of my favorite passages from Psalms. And this actually lines up in our reading that we've been going through as a church throughout the whole year. And it's Psalm 100. And this is, again, one of my favorite Psalms to read as a call to worship, as a worship leader, or to meditate upon personally before coming in, into a corporate worship gathering, because I think it gives us such clear instruction for what the Lord is after and what our hearts and our posture should be as worshipers. And so I just want to read verse 4 and 5 of Psalm 100 for us this morning as we begin. It says this: "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his faithful love endures forever, his faithfulness through all generations." And here's just some three quick observations from this text that I want us to walk away with and walk into church with this morning. First is that worship is entered into intentionally. The psalmist here tells us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise. And I think it's helpful to picture even the Old Testament, the church, the people of Israel entering the gates of the temple. And they're entering with the decision and choice to come to worship. And that idea right there is the whole point of this podcast. That's why we began this, is to begin priming our hearts before we entered the gates of church, or before we entered the doors of church, before we come to gather. Because I think it's helpful to remind ourselves weekly that worship doesn't begin when the first song starts, but rather it begins when the people of God have set their hearts and their minds upon the Lord. The second observation of this text is that thanksgiving and praise are the posture of God's people. Gratitude isn't an optional posture. We sing a lot about giving thanks to the Lord. We pray to that end of having a posture of gratitude and thankfulness for the gospel. So gratitude isn't an optional posture in God's word, and praise isn't just a response to God when things are going well in our life. But both of those things are a declaration to God of who he is. And so I pray that we would continue to be a people that are marked with gratitude and praise, as Psalm 100 calls us to. And lastly, the third thing in this text is God's character is the foundation of our worship. This psalm, verse 5, ends with a great reminder of who God is. It says he's good, his love endures forever, his faithfulness continues throughout all generations. And our worship rests upon and is based upon that unchanging truth. So that's why we can come before the Lord with thankfulness and praise. And so before you come this morning, this last Sunday of the year, would you come with a heart of gratitude? Would you even now begin thinking of some of the ways that God has been good and faithful to you over this past year? And would those reminders, would they cause us to praise the name of the Lord with incredible and great passion this morning? For he is worthy to be praised. So Lord, we come before you right now. Lord, just priming our hearts and our minds to be a thankful, grateful people, and that we would praise you because of that. We would praise you because of your character. We would praise you because you are faithful and have been faithful and will continue to be faithful. And so, Lord, would you be with us this morning as we gather? Would we be a thankful, grateful people? We ask in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.